This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversations that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you can share with a friend, your family, even a stranger. Stay tuned for more information about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about Paloma. Paloma Winery is a little winery in Napa in the Spring Mountain region. A beautiful little winery, and 2001 was voted number one wine spectator wine of the year. I've had the good fortune of trying this wine a few times over the last little while, and recently I was able to purchase some 2013, and it's a Merlot. They've started to spread their wings and try to make other wines, Cabernet and a few other blends, but their Merlot is their flagship wine. It's really, really fruit forward and voluptuous. Cedar notes, blackberry currants. Lots of tannins, well balanced. And I recently just had it over an evening with my wife and watching a movie. Merlots are fruit-forward wines typically, and they don't last very long. But this wine is 8-9 years old, and it still has lots of wonderful character. In fact, when it was first opened, it was really tannic and tight, and I thought that the might have something being wrong with the bottle and corked. But after I gave it about 20 minutes in the glass, it just blossomed and perfumed and had all of these great fragrances of, you know, vanilla and cotton candy. And it evolved more and more. It sat out, and we watched a movie, and we drank this wine while we were watching the movie, and it was just unbelievable. It was almost intoxicating that it just kept getting better and better as it stayed open. So much so that we put it in our little Ito, or wine saver, and drank the rest of it the next day, and it was absolutely fabulous. 2013 Paloma. And that's the kind of wine you can drink all by itself. There's other wines that you could probably do that too. Something with some real fruit character that, although it might be robust and rich, still has a lightness about it. If that's a contradiction, it probably is. But the intent is to let you know that there are lots of really good wines out there with robust characters, slightly higher alcohol content, and yet you could drink them alone and be completely rewarded instead of pairing it with a really good meal. Although I'm always a stickler for having good wine with a great meal. And saying that, it's nice to find these wines and then go back and revisit them every once in a while with food or without, but just to have that frame of reference of what it was like that time. And I would say that this is probably one of my top 10 wines of this past year. It's just outstanding. I mean, I keep looking for describers or adjectives to give quality and character, but there's just some smoothness about this wine. It's rounded. It's not tart, and the acid in the tannins that doesn't really sort of chalk your mouth up. It sort of just washes down. It's almost like having a glass of chocolate milk without the chocolate characteristic, although there was a bit of chocolate. There were lots of other fruit flavors to it. Anyways, Paloma, something to drink by itself. If you were to have this with something, I would say that, you know, you could probably have it with something as soft as a light pasta sauce, or something as robust as lamb crusted in pesto or parsley or garlic. Yeah, it was scrumptious. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, Wine Chatter, where there's talk about wine pairing and wine sharing. Bye for now.